Sunday Morning Session, The Perfect Path to Happiness, by President Thomas S. Monson.
My beloved brothers and sisters, both here in the Conference Center and throughout the world, how grateful am I for the opportunity to share my thoughts with you this morning. 52 years ago, in July of 1964, I had an assignment in New York City during the time the World's Fair were hosted there. Early one morning, I visited the Mormon Pavilion at the fair. I arrived just prior to a showing of the church's film, Man's Search for Happiness, a portrayal of the plan of salvation, which has since become a church classic. I sat next to a young man who was perhaps 35 years of age. We spoke briefly. He was not a member of our church. Then the lights dimmed and the show commenced. We listened to the voice of the narrator as he posed the poignant and universal questions. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where do I go when I leave this life? All ears strained to hear the answers, and all eyes were fixed on the images portrayed. A description of our premortal life was given, along with an explanation of our purpose on earth. We witnessed a touching depiction of the passing from this life of an elderly grandfather and of his glorious reunion with loved ones who had preceded him to the spirit world. At the conclusion of this beautiful portrayal of our Heavenly Father's plan for us, the crowd silently filed out, many visibly touched by the message of the film. The young visitor next to me did not arise. I asked if he had enjoyed the presentation. His emphasis and emphatic response was, "This is the truth. Our Father's plan for happiness and our salvation is shared by our missionaries throughout the world. Not all who hear this divine message accept and endure and embrace it. However, men and women everywhere, just like my young friend at the New York World's Fair, recognize this truth, and they plant their feet on the path that will lead them safely home. Their lives are forever changed. Essential to the plan is our Savior, Jesus Christ. Without his atoning sacrifice, all would be lost. It's not enough, however, merely to believe in him and his mission. We need to work and learn and search and pray, repent and improve. We need to know God's laws and live them. We need to receive his saving ordinances. Only by so doing will we attain true eternal happiness. We're blessed to have the truth. We have the mandate to share the truth. Let us live the truth, that we might merit all that the Father has for us. He does nothing save it be for our benefit. He has told us, I quote, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man," close quote. From the depths of my soul and in all humility, I testify of the great gift which is our Father's plan for us. It is the one perfect plan to peace and happiness, both here and in the world to come. My brothers and sisters, I leave with you my love and my blessing. As I close, I do so in the name of our Savior and Redeemer, even Jesus Christ. Amen.